Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Sri Chaitanya Shikshamritam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is that question?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one can receive the spiritual body only if he already received if he received mukti from through association with devotees.
What's your question?
What does it mean that devotee receive mukti from the association with devotees? How can we receive this mukti?
You're just quoting from your notes, so I don't really know if that's exactly what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said about, because what you're saying, you're reading a quote, and who knows whether the translation is correct either, that you can only receive your spiritual body if you've already attained mukti by associating with devotees. Is that what you're saying? I haven't really read that point in the Goswami Granthas, but first of all, every sadhaka jiva has this. This is told in the Bhagavatam and also in Bhakti Sandarbha, that the sadhaka jiva has a spiritual body in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, either Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. And he will realize that and see that spiritual body when he attains bhava, at the stage of bhava bhakti. Now, of course, associating with devotees, of course, mukti has many different meanings, but this is what our Goswami Granthas say, that at the level of bhava. So, of course, to advance in spiritual life, one needs a Diksha Guru, and the association of devotees brings one along the path, ultimately to bhava and to prema. We're not interested in mukti. Mukti is not something that Gaudiya Vaishnavas talk about or aspire for. It's not our sadhya. Our sadhana and our sadhya are one. Our goal and our practice are one. We practice bhakti to attain bhakti. We don't do something to attain mukti. We don't meditate on Brahman to attain Brahma Sayuja Mukti. We don't worship Murtis of Vishnu or do Navavita Bhakti in order to attain Silokya Mukti or Sarupya Mukti or Samipya or Sharsti Mukti and Vaikuntha. Have the same form as Vishnu, or the same, live on the same planet, or be a close associate, or have the same opulence and wealth. Sharsti Mukti, Samipya Mukti, Silokya, and Sarupya. We don't care about Mukti. These are the four goals of life. We care about Prema. Prema and Prem Seva. Prema means the fullest development of Bhakti. Bhakti, Bhav, and Prem. So we associate with Bhava Bhaktas and Premi Bhaktas, and we take on the qualities of our association by their blessings, by their mercy, by their teachings, and by their seva, by the seva of advanced devotees, by serving advanced devotees, by hearing from advanced devotees, and by hearing from them and serving them and receiving their blessings. And we gradually make advancement on the path of bhakti and attain prema. Ultimately, it all depends on mercy. And bhava, to attain bhava, it depends on the mercy of the Lord. Ultimately, it's the mercy of the Lord, which comes down directly from Krishna himself, or through his devotees, Kripa Shakti Murti. The devotees are the form of Krishna's mercy. And then when we receive the mercy of Bhagavan or the Bhaktas, then we attain Bhava and Prema. That we become a Kripa Patra. Kripa Patra, Patra means recipient. A recipient of mercy, an object of mercy, of Bhagavan's mercy, Kripa Patra. So the spiritual body is, you can attain the spiritual body from the Guru way before Mukti, way before Bhava, that's a sadhana. And the level of Raghunuga sadhana, Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi. And our sadaka rup in this form, we serve the Brijvasis, Brajaloka Anasarata. We serve the Brijvasis, means Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam, the Sad Goswamis. We serve them as sadakas, and then siddha rupena, we also serve in our siddhadeya. So this is a sadhana. And Narottam explains whatever we do in our sadhana, that becomes our fruit. Whatever tree you plant and cultivate, that fruit you get. So we every day we're meditating on our siddhadeya. Generally, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the siddhadeya is given to the disciple, not after he attains mukti. Well, you said when he said that you read there that one gets a siddhadeya after he attains mukti by associating with devotees, but that isn't the philosophy that I see in the Goswami's books, nor in practical reality of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. The disciple, Krishna Chakravartipad says in Raghavartmana Chandrika, even at the level of Anartha Nivritti, which is way before mukti. Anartha Nivritti means we're not liberated. You can receive your siddhadeya if the guru thinks that you have some qualification and some ruchi and some taste and natural attraction for the practices of Raghunuga Sadhana. You can begin Raghunuga Sadhana and meditating on your siddhadeya at the stage of sadhana at Anartha Nivritti. So it's quite opposite of what you said. So either the guru gives the siddhadeya to be meditated on by the disciple, or the disciple may choose because of his own natural attraction, or what Rupa Goswami says, some culture from last life or some samskaras. He calls it, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, part 2, chapter 5, verse 2 or so. He says, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he talks about Pachavashishtya. Pachavashishtya means to be the recipient, Patra, of some Vaishishtya, of some speciality, some peculiarity. And that somehow, for some reason, we're a sadhaka, he's attracted to Radha and Krishna, he's attracted to serve them like the gopis. He doesn't know why. It's not clear the origin of that attraction, and it's not clear why he feels that way. But he feels that way. Some sadhakas, they feel that way, or he's attracted that way, due to prior life or some extraordinary or special vaishishtya, special peculiarity. He's received some special mercy, patra vaishishtya. Rupa Goswami describes. So therefore, even in the beginning, if he hasn't received siddhadeya from Guru, he may have that attraction, that natural culture and taste and attraction to worship Krishna in the mood of a gopi or a manjari, as is described in the Goswami granthas and books. And he starts reading about it and even starts thinking about or meditating or creating or designing his own siddhadeya. That I'm a mantri and I look like this or like that, and my service is like this, and I'm serving Radharani along with Rupa Mantri or Rati Mantri and I'm brushing Radharani's hair, and it's his natural liking, his natural attraction. So whether Guru gives his siddhadeya to the sadhaka or whether the sadhaka adopts his own because of his natural inherent attraction or inclination or desire, either way, one will have to progress and advance in bhakti by the service of advanced devotees and by hearing from them and following their teachings and receiving their mercy and advancing. And whether you receive siddhadeya directly from Guru or whether your own natural liking and inclination and taste, you start meditating that you have one, either one will only realize and see the siddhadeya at the level of bhava. Bhava Bhakti. And still, you're not liberated at the level of Bhava Bhakti. Madhurya Kanamani says that in Bhava Bhakti there may still be some anarthas. Even in prema there may be some fragrance of anarthas. When you attain full prema in this body, then there's no more karmas, then you're liberated when you attain prema. But siddhadeya comes way before. So liberation, in our view, liberation is equivalent to attaining prema, prema bhakti. And you're liberated even though you're still alive in the body. But generally, the devotee at the level of Krishna prema, he feels too much separation. And there's no karma, there's no more karma anymore to sustain his body or to keep his body. There's no reason for him to exist because he doesn't have any karma. There's no prarabdha, no aparabdha, no kutam bijam. No different forms of karma. So then he just gives up this external body, and in his spiritual, he receives his spiritual body to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Haribo.